From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, reported its earnings for the first quarter. It's been a year since Bud Light became the target of a boycott after a transgender influencer promoted it on Instagram. The company is slowly recovering from that episode. U.S. revenues were down 9% in the first quarter compared to the year before, but that is actually an improvement over the 17% decline in the final quarter of last year. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Lots of brands faced anti-trans fury last year, but Target and Nike sales didn't take a sustained hit. Yura Lokonita at Cornell says Bud Light was vulnerable as a politically middle-of-the-road brand. It's also really replaceable.
The big light beers in the United States are completely undifferentiated.
Switching to Miller Lite isn't really a sacrifice because it tastes basically the same. That's true for consumers and retailers.
The shelf space for Bud Light has changed.
Another problem for Bud Light? Its corporate response to the controversy, says Joanna Schwartz at Georgia College and State University.
It was poor on every level.
Bud Light backpedaled, saying it, quote, never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. Not enough to placate anti-trans boycotters, but enough to send a message.
We were willing to support LGBT causes back when there was no cost to us.
Schwartz sees a missed opportunity. LGBT consumers and their allies could have buoyed sales. Instead, the brand alienated everyone. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.